Well, good morning, Ken. Once again, it's nearly the end of another year for you on the road.
Hi, John, and great to talk to you again.
You seem to be travelling at some considerable speed southwards down the western US coastline. Where are you exactly at the minute, Ken?
I'm on the edge of the Yuhar Desert, 100 or so miles inland from Southern California's Pacific coast, and actually pretty close to the Mexican border. The place reminds me a lot of crossing the Gobi back in China, especially the gale force crosswinds that can easily render cycling an impossibility.
Well, I'm glad you managed to cope with them to get further down the trip. When we last spoke, you were in the middle of remote areas of Canada, Yukon, British Columbia, places like this. How have you spent the last few weeks?
I've been busy riding down the Californian coast from San Francisco to San Diego. Now heading inland, running parallel to the Mexican border. Much warmer and drier. It's largely desert now. I've crossed the mountains into the hinterland. But that was a tough couple of days to achieve that.
Right, so now you're in California, obviously a very famous state. I'd love to hear your impressions of this area of the states.
Northern California, some dramatic coastline, the huge redwood trees, and then San Francisco. I thought a really quite beautiful city, some great architecture and history. Alcatraz Prison, well worth a visit, they do that very well. Then south towards Monterey, some fantastic coastal scenery, wonderful lighthouses, a couple you can actually, hostels you can go and stay in. And towards Los Angeles though, less striking, but at least along the waterfront of the city in daylight, I thought LA was actually rather nicer than many people have suggested.
Okay, so something that I've been wondering about recently is when you're not cycling, and particularly when you're staying with the various host families that have kindly put you up along the way on the trip, what other kinds of activities do you get involved in? And thinking back to the blog in particular, how does mending fences fit into all of this for you?
I do try to be a good house guest, not being a burden, always wanting to help out. Anything from perhaps walking the dog, installing tumble dryers, cooking, even concreting fence posts. Not something I've ever done before, but I'm told that they're still standing.
Well, I guess let's give it a few years, Ken, and you'll just have to cycle back and check them all out. Right, I've enjoyed the many recent references to Cannery Row, an early book by John Steinbeck in California, and remember reading this novel many, many years ago now. I wonder if your choice of reading gets influenced by the country or even the kind of terrain you're in when you're on the travels.
I think so. So, for example, currently reading John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie, all about the author's journey across the US in the late 60s. I've also delved into a couple of books by a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, I think his name is Diamond, on the rise and fall of societies and civilizations. Absolutely fascinating stuff, especially when I've seen some of these firsthand. But one thing I do generally now avoid, actually, is guidebooks. I think particularly because of their tendency to drive you along the tourist trail. Far better to just go to a country and see it for yourself, especially if it's an English-speaking one, pretty straightforward to do.
Okay, so thinking back to the next stage of the trip for you, Ken, when do you anticipate crossing into Mexico, and how do you feel about returning to a country that is not, for the main at least, English-speaking?
Well, I've already got to see the border, some of the fence section, quite imposing actually, and a bit reminiscent of the Berlin Wall, but of course without the booby traps, and busy contemplating when and where to cross. I do feel pretty relaxed, I think, about returning to a non-English speaking country. Surprising just actually how little a grasp of the local lingo you need to at least get by, especially if you also speak English, being so very international. But that said, I do feel quite enthusiastic about getting to grips with Spanish, even if my efforts tend to be just that, enthusiasm over ability.
Okay, so more specifically, what's your next target in mind for the next few weeks?
Ah, very simple, and very important, I don't get it wrong, meeting up with my mum and dad in Phoenix, Arizona, a few hundred miles away, through yet more desert, I suspect.
I've got these visions of the old film Thelma and Louise going through my mind when you talk about cycling through the Arizona desert, so hope you get on well with that. But I think we've really come to the end of our interview once again, Ken. Whether you'd like to do your usual plug, that would be very welcome.
You can catch up on my antics through the photos, the videos and the blog posts on my website, www.acrosscontinents.com. outwardbound.org, where you can also find out more about the Outward Bound Trust and its work with young people, and make a donation online safely and securely. And the latter, I know, will be hugely appreciated, for alas, the miles have flowed by far, far quicker than donations to the Trust, despite a remarkably generous contribution from some folks back in Alaska. Still, I think, a long, long way to go.
Well, I guess thinking of the next couple of years cycling in front of you, it's not just a lot of money you've got to raise, but also many, many miles to cycle over the next 2 years as well, Ken. But we wish you all well for the next few weeks, particularly with your folks. Please say hi to all of them from us, and look forward to speaking to you. Hopefully we'll get one in before Christmas. Many thanks. Take care now, Ken. Bye-bye.
That's great, and look forward to the chance to chat to you again, hopefully next month.